Hi, this is Melanie Collis from Travelers Premium Audit. I'm calling in reference to the audit dispute that was submitted for K-World Properties Incorporated. I did see your dispute email in regards to just a few bullet points. So I'll start with the first set of bullets. So on the audit, the officer was included. I do need to correct the officer information because it was listed as one officer, but I do show there are actually two officers. I don't show any exclusion file for them, so they should be included in charge that maximum for the state. So it will kind of increase the exposure because they should be listed separately. It shouldn't be one maximum. It's per individual owner, and per Massachusetts state's rules, they are included unless an exclusion is filed with the state and then given to us, but it's only effective basically going forward, so it wouldn't be retroactively. And then we can confirm the classification for them. I'm not sure if they should be listed under salesperson, but I need to confirm their job duties to see what classification they should be listed under. In reference to the other audit, it's the same thing as far as the ownership. I can correct the wages for the 8350-522 that they worked in the Massachusetts office. I can correct that to Massachusetts. For the maintenance wages, I'll double check the payroll report that we have on file to see if they were double included. If they were, I can correct that as well. And then for the contractors, I would need those certificate of insurances in order to get them excluded from the audit. It looks like they were included on the audit, and you said that you have certificates of insurance. So with those certificates of insurance, as long as it's covering the audit term or either the payment dates, we can go ahead and get those excluded. I also send you over an email just advising all the same information. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I will be the one assigned to the audit dispute going forward. My name is Melanie. My contact number will be included in the email as well, but it's 678-317-7851. Thank you, and have a great day.